Raven's been lying about having a cold now for days. I'm going to rat him out on it.
Well, I'm actually feeling better at this point. That's the only reason that I'll acknowledge this in conversation, because I already did hide it for a couple days because I got to shut down half the state.
Right. So I feel like that's the new thing now, is that if you have a cold, or like me, you have allergies, then you can't say anything because people automatically assume you have the vid, and then it becomes a big issue.
Oh, no. Where did I get it? Did I go to the store? Did I not wipe off an Amazon package? Did somebody hug me at Easter that they weren't supposed to? I mean, imagine all that discord, all those questions. I don't need that. I don't want to be poked and prodded.
People get colds. People get like seasonal allergies.
No, they do not.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Not
I
since
had
2020.
Nothing.
No, 2020 ruined getting your allergies. You can't do that anymore. And it seems to be a more popular thing is that you have to hide being sick. So much so that there's actually tutorials on how to pretend you're not sick online. Okay.
Oh, that's good. That sounds like a winning formula.
Top three things you're supposed to do to pretend you're not sick. One, act like you're healthy.
Right.
So
you got to be bright. You got to stand upright. You can't be achy. As a guy, I'll just tell you that this means no man sick. You can't do the man sick unless you're in your house. When you go out into the world, you got to appear strong, head up high, shoulders back.
So how do you act like you're healthy? Number one, keep an energetic voice in notation. So you have to just keep your voice up and keep the same energy like you would normally have. Ah. Have so much coffee. Second thing, make excuses if people ask you if something's wrong. You all right? You feel okay? And then you're supposed to use an excuse like, yeah, my car wouldn't start this morning. So instead of being like, I have allergies and my eyes are itching out of my head, you can't say that. You just say, my car wouldn't start. Or there was a terrible fire at my house.
Passed out, walking into your office or whatever it may be. Just tell them you were up late watching the game.
And the number three thing you're supposed to do to fake being sick is reduce your physical activity to a minimum. So if people ask you to help move something, you tell them that you hurt your back or you have a bad knee.
See, here's the thing. Same behavior for me every day right there.
No one would suspect anything, Raven. No
one. That's right. I'm in the clear.
Yep.
Goose Baba. It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
Wellness Wednesday. It's just one easy thing you can do to make your life better. And Raven, today we got a double whammy because not only is this going to make your life better, it's going to make other people's life better too.
Spreading joy. It's what I'm all about.
Yep.
My mantra.
Right. So you always hear like compliments make people feel good. But what you don't realize is that not only do compliments make other people feel good when they're getting them, but they make you feel better when you give them.
Wow. That's science.
Yeah. So what they say is that if you give compliments, you become a natural-born leader, an influencer, because people love to be around positive people.
See, build confidence. Do not destroy. I have said that out loud before.
Like by yourself in the car?
No, I've said it to you and you know it.
What?
When you crash down on an intern or somebody like that, I've said it to you.
All right.
I've told you, build confidence, do not destroy.
All right, Gandhi. Like, what are you trying to say?
I have told you that.
All right. So what's most important about giving the compliments is you have to check three boxes when you give these compliments.
Oh, you didn't give me any boxes to check beforehand. Seriously.
Compliments,
all right, what are they?
They must be sincere. You have to really mean them when you say them out loud. Okay?
Yeah.
Second, you have to pay attention to the person to make sure that they're willing to receive the compliments. So if a person is like in a rush or they seem really bothered, that's not really the right time to give them the compliment.
Okay.
And the third one is you have to be very specific. Don't just be like, hey, cool hair. Because if you say, hey, cool hair.
What? Did you listen to my compliments already?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, come on.
All right. So what we did is we went around and we gave people compliments to see what their reaction was. I did it at home. First one was to my 12-year-old daughter, Hayden.
Hayden, you know, you were such a big help watching your sister before. Thank you so much. You're a really, really good big sister.
You're welcome.
But I really do believe you're like the best big sister in the whole world.
Thanks, I guess.
She sounds like she's on her way to somewhere. I'm just going to say it sounds like you broke one of the rules.
No.
She sounds like she's leaving.
She's sitting on the couch on TikTok like she is every other day of her life.
Oh, well, that sounded like a cabinet to me is all I'm saying.
No, that right? Background noise that sounds like a cat meowing is my toddler, Dakota, my 2.5-year-old, just yelling in the background.
Weird.
Yep. But then later on in bed,
yes.
My husband always says that I don't appreciate all the small things that he does, right?
Okay.
That's like one of the things that we argue about. So I said this.
Babe, I think you do a really good job of taking care of the girls in the morning.
Thanks.
It went over well.
Am I a leader? Do you look up to me? Did I win? But then you went around the office, right?
That's right. That's okay. Right. All right, let's check it out.
Paulie, you look like you could take down a sandwich like it was your job. Like if a sandwich was attacking my family.
Yeah.
And wanted my family dead.
I take it right down.
Right. Like I feel like you're the best bodyguard there could be if there was a killer sandwich hunting me.
Oh, man.
That doesn't really sound like a compliment.
He loved it, actually. Paulie loved it, and it was sincere because Paulie does look like he could take down a sandwich, no problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your haircut looks really nice.
Thanks, Raven.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
I think it makes you look younger.
You're such a sweet man. You know that?
See? You're a leader now. You're a leader because you complimented his hair.
Instantly?
Yeah.
Wow.
I guess.
I mean, you told me not to do the hair. It had to be more sincere, but I was sincerely, you know, enthralled by producer Sean's hair.
All right. So I guess you're supposed to make yourself feel better. And the most important thing is when you get a compliment.
Yes.
And I do this all the time. Don't brush it off. You have to say thank you and you have to really take that compliment because it takes a lot for people to give it.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can always call or text 1-800-330-9999. Raven, if you ask the nurse to give you 2 vaccine shots because you said you read online it'll protect you more, that's all I need to know about you.
I mean, double up. If they got an extra, right, just drop it on me. Why not?
I was really surprised by this. So I went for my appointment yesterday for my vaccine. And even though I had an appointment, the line was an hour long.
Wow, right? That's surprising. Like, yeah. I breezed right in and breezed right out.
My husband, too. My husband, I made him an appointment at a pharmacy near our home. He said he was in and out in about 12 minutes. I showed up and it was like I was going like on Space Mountain at Disney World. It was like around the corner.
Did you go to a pharmacy, too? Or
No, I went to a clinic.
Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's okay. It was fine. It was, you know, I was there and I was excited to get my vaccine.
Sure.
So I finally wait. And it's really good people watching, to be honest, you know, because it's like all walks of life are there and you're hanging out. So the lady next to me, I show up and it's like I hit the lottery because I got Johnson & Johnson because we don't really know what you're going to get.
No, in your eyes, you hit the lottery.
Some people don't want Johnson & Johnson.
Some people don't care. Right.
Me, one and done. Like I was up. I was up for that. I was ready. The lady next to me, I hear her say to the nurse, "So this is the one you only get one." And she's like, "Yeah." She goes, "I see you have an extra right there. Can I just have them both right now?"
Right.
And the nurse was really quiet. And she was like, "No, ma'am. I can't give you 2 of the
right.
shots."
Right. That's not how it actually works.
And she's like, but you know, even if you get confused, I understand that happens. But when you continue, she's like, "But I read online that if you double up on the shots, it'll protect you more." And I felt so bad for her.
Well, you know.
Yeah, I felt kind of bad, but that's all I need to know about you.
People have a lot of questions still at this point, right?
True.
I would imagine that a lot of those people, even before or after they get the shot, those questions are going to continue for a while. And God forbid they find out something down the road. Oh, my gosh, how many questions there will be.
Then I heard the guy ask if there were lollipops. And I was like,
that's a valid question.
Right. And then I was like, wait a minute. Are there lollipops?
Right. If you are holding up your mailbox with sticks, that's all I need to know about you.
Mm-hmm.
Walking the neighborhood, of course, weather's been beautiful, out with the dogs, taking a look around the neighborhood. And I have a fantastic neighbor. I mean, he's seriously, him and his wife, both some of the nicest people ever. Grandkids are wild, playing in the backyard. There's always family stuff going on over there. He's a good guy, good parties, all that stuff. But one thing that he's not, apparently, is construction savvy at all. Because he's got one of these mailboxes that it's like a quick setup one, like you basically hammer it into the ground. And then immediately within 2 weeks of putting it in his new mailbox, it's already falling over.
Mm-hmm.
And he's taken to shoving sticks, broken sticks in the sides of the base of it to try and prop this thing up straight here.
Okay.
A stiff wind could really knock it over. My dog loves it. Because he loves the smell of sticks and he wants to pee on the mailbox anyways. But it's just the strangest thing.
I'm one of those people that I try to like I band-aid things. Like my husband always is like, "You can't hang up curtains with thumbtacks." I'm like, but if they're holding them up,
it's working
it's
at the moment.
Kind of working, right?
Right.
You could always call or text 1-800-330-9999. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Prices of homes at an all-time high. Is that real? Lexi Holber is a home and lifestyle expert at Realtor.com. Lexi, I've been seeing this everywhere, and all my girlfriends that are realtors are saying that they're showing all these houses every weekend. They're putting in offers. There's multiple offers. Everything's going for over asking. What is going on?
So basically, when COVID hit, the housing market came to a screeching halt. And then after everybody had been living in their homes, working from home, schooling from home, everybody decided that they needed a bigger home with a backyard in the suburbs. So the real estate market has been booming with buyers. But the problem is there aren't very many sellers. In fact, the number of homes on the market is 50% below where we were last year.
Oh, wow.
Lexi, is it true that people are getting offers that are well above their asking price? Because I'm hearing this in my neighborhood, and I'm like, that can't be reality. I'm hearing about, you know, on a 3 or 4 bedroom house, asking prices jumping $50,000 or so.
Yeah, absolutely. We're seeing tons and tons of offers above ask. And we're seeing a lot of bidding wars. So situations where someone has, you know, 15 offers on the home. Mm-hmm. Actually, when we sold our house over the summer, we had over 15 offers and had over 65 showings.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
So, you know, just to disclose, I actually still hold my realtor's license, but I was a realtor for a very long time before I became a on-air personality.
It was one of her 17 careers.
It was. But I remember when I was part of the first boom that we had, like, or like 2004, 2005, that we used to have to write letters for our clients, and they would write these heartfelt letters about why they wanted the house so badly, trying to get an edge over the other bidders on the house. Has that been happening again?
Yeah, a lot of people are doing that. But one of the best ways you can really get ahead in today's market, if you're a buyer, especially a first-time home buyer, is to offer the homeowner a rent back. A lot of people will offer really high and put a lot of cash down. And as like a first-time home buyer, you really can't do that. But offering the ability for the homeowner to rent the property back from you can really give you a leg up on the competition.
So I saw in one of your tweets, Lexi, that the average median price, now is this across the entire United States, is $370,000. And that was up from $200,000 in 2011?
Yes. It's up 16% year over year.
So what do you do if you're a person like me where you're giving yourself about 2 years before you want to move into a new home? Am I just basically screwing myself at this point because things are only going to be more expensive in 2 years?
Well, the thing is, you can't really time the market. So just a general rule of thumb in real estate is buy what you can afford when you need to buy it. Based on what we expect right now, interest rates are going to go up by the end of the year. We're expecting them to hit about 3.4%. So it's going to be more costly to finance your home. But you're also going to have more options. You know, if you need to move, based on your personal situation, you know, maybe you have kids, maybe you need more room, bedrooms, working from home. Now's not a bad time to buy because rates are historically low and they're going to be going up. It really just depends on your personal situation.
Lexi Holber, she's a home and lifestyle expert at Realtor.com. Thank you, Lexi. Does this ever happen to you? Like, you love your significant other, but when they start talking about that one thing, you just drift off, your eyes start to wander, and you're like, here we go again.
Right.
And you, like, have no interest in that conversation whatsoever, but to be a supporting, loving wife that I am, I have to, like, yeah, right.
It's a two-way street. It happens for guys, too, let me tell you.
So my husband is a finance guy, right? And I don't know anything about finance stuff.
Right.
But he will talk to me at length about what's happening at work as if I know what he's talking about. The P&Ls and the FP&A. And when I go to his LinkedIn page, I can't even understand what the bio means.
You can't decipher it?
I can't decipher it whatsoever.
These are the things that interest him, though. I mean, he's gifted at his job.
So asset he has allocation. And they don't tie, Anna. They don't tie. I go, what? What are you talking about?
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Right. I know, babe. It's crazy.
Yeah. Sometimes it's the thing that goes over your head, the subject matter that goes over your head. Sometimes it's the subject that you've heard 1,000 times before.
Yeah.
So you just don't want to rehash that again.
Mm-hmm.
With my wife, it's, you know, I mean, I could probably name half a dozen right now, but right now it's Wi-Fi issues. My wife blames our new television for all the Wi-Fi issues that we have in our home. You know, like the router has to be reset and, like, you know, something's screwing up and my phone phone's not attaching or this thing isn't working or the TV isn't working on this streaming app or whatever it may be. And she blames the television like it came into our house like a seen enemy, but a Trojan horse, right? It came in under the guise of being this wonderful new, you know, entertainment center for our home, but yet it's actually a secret enemy.
And what do you do?
She talks about it all the time.
Do you just stare off?
At this point now, it's almost a source of an argument. I'm just like, I don't want to hear it.
Right.
And she knows. And so she trails off after a paragraph or so, but she still does it.
1-800-330-9999. He or she loves to talk about what?
Cars. I mean, who cares? Who cares how fast one gets to 60 miles per hour?
Guys love to talk about cars. And I know that there's women that do too, but not like guys do.
I don't have any fun cars. Like, and I can't go out and buy like a real nice car. I drive too much. So I've sold out on cars.
Mm.
So I resent the car conversation. Oh. I like to see your nice car when it drives by. I'll go for a ride in it, all that stuff. But when you start talking about it, I'm going next door.
But so my husband, like, right? He'll pull up cars online. And I don't know if your husband does the same thing. But, like, he just starts reading me stats from them, like, as if I care,
right. You know?
Right. He's like, well, I don't know. That one's a reach. I go, we're talking about cars that we'll never buy. Like, why are we having this conversation?
When I talk to my wife about space, she feels exactly the same way.
I'm sure.
Anything.
I'm sure. I wonder what I talk about that drives him crazy.
I'm guessing it's more than one thing.
You think? What's that thing that he or she loves to talk about? 1-800-330-9999. It sounds mean to say it, Raven, but sometimes when your significant other starts talking about this one thing, you just kind of go into your own world. You're like, here we go again. And you have no interest in that conversation, but you have to pretend like you do.
It's the most fun when Alicia starts talking to me about the Real Housewives. Mm-hmm. What's going on with the Real Housewives? What happened last episode? What happened last season? Who's this person dating in real life? I don't care at all.
My husband, it's appliances. It's he found the new refrigerator. He found it $27 cheaper on HomeDepot.com, and he's comparing it to every other store online.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What does he or she love to talk about?
He loves to talk about the lawn, like whether it's growing, whether it's dying, why, you know, it isn't the right color green. Oh, my God, it's never ending. It's so annoying.
I have the same problem at my house.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And then it's like every other day a different package shows up that something he bought online, that this fertilizer is going to work better than this fertilizer. And then we have to look at the grass.
Just like my wife.
Yeah. And then we have to
terrible.
Assume what did the past owners do?
That's
and maybe
right.
There's something buried there. And that's why the grass woke up. Like, come on. Who cares?
Yeah.
Hello, why do we have so many clovers this year?
Oh,
I've got so many clovers. I don't even know what to do with them.
I don't want to talk about the grass either. I'm with you.
Thank you. I feel you.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. He or she loves to talk about what?
She loves to talk about people I don't know. Like at dinner, she's constantly updating me on people that she sees at the gym, the guy that works at our dry cleaner. Like, who cares? Who cares to be strangers talking loud on the phone? It's always something. Who cares that the dry cleaner said his son is taking his SATs? It's just always something.
Yeah, I get a lot of this. My wife's family is really, really big. So I get you remember my second cousin, third cousin's uncles, whatever. I mean, these are people that I met maybe one time in a crowded room and met them and walked right by. Didn't actually even have a conversation after. And then she gets so upset when I'm like, no, I really don't know who that is.
Mm.
I wish them well, but I don't know.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What does he love to talk about?
So my man loves to talk about his glory days. He's just talking about how he was the football star and how they won the championship and stuff that was like 30 years ago.
Man.
Like, seriously?
I mean, if I was a star quarterback back in high school, though, Anna, I'd probably never shut up about it.
Still?
I'd probably never shut
now
up about it.
Now as an adult?
It. Like, I mean, I'd try not to say it out loud, but I'd have that one friend that would remind everybody whenever we went out.
Mm.
And I'd tell that friend privately that they were my favorite friend for that very reason.
It's ridiculous. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What does he or she love to talk about?
Bridgerton. That's all I hear about is frickin' Bridgerton. If I have to hear one more thing about the Duke or Duchess, if I don't care, I'm going to literally pull my hair out.
Oh, but man, he's so handsome and everybody's so torn, right?
And now
there's some sort of I've never watched an episode either, man. I don't know, but my lady was all about it for a week or two.
Yeah, but now it's a lot of controversy and it's back and people are talking about it again because Reggae Jean, oh my God, his last name is escaping me.
The guy.
Yeah.
Nobody knows his name. The guy.
He's not coming back. Simon. He's not coming back for season two. And people are like floored by it.
Shocker, buddy. Guess what? They're going to find some other hot guy with an old English accent.
And now we join Anna and Raven's coverage of the March Gladness Tournament.
The NCAA March Madness Tournament is complete. Baylor wins for the men, Stanford for the women. But here, it's not about college basketball. It's about March Gladness, crowning the number one thing that makes you happy. And today is our finals.
Yes, we've had plenty of competitors arrive here, Anna, and everybody coming in with high hopes and dreams. But ultimately, there can be only one champion, of course.
That's right. And if you wanted to see all the 16 contenders that we started with, you can head to annaandraven.com. But like you said, Raven, there's only two left. Only one person or one thing can win March Gladness.
And they are huge. All right. Our first competitor here today, Anna Zapp, surprise weight loss. You step on the scale. You haven't been dieting. You haven't been working out. None of those things. You step on the scale and magically, you're lighter than the last time you were there.
You don't even know how it happened. You haven't been trying. You haven't drank water in like 17 days. You have no idea. All you eat is carbs, but you lost 3 pounds? What? What is this new body?
It sounds like sorcery, but it's just huge gladness rushing over your body.
And it feels so good, and it puts you in a good mood for the rest of the day, you know? It sets your day off right.
Here's the thing, though. The Fountain of Youth lies right across the game court here at this point. The challenger today, your child beginning to sleep through the night.
It's the most rewarding feeling as a parent. You know, when you hear that crying every 2 hours throughout the night, and you drag yourself out of bed, and you basically spend your life like in a zombie state because you don't know if you're dreaming, if you're awake, because you haven't slept in 6 months. But all of a sudden, your baby sleeps through the night and you wake up in a panic and you look around and it's silent and you go in and that little angel is still sleeping. 8 hours? You slept 8 hours? Come to mommy, I'm gonna kiss you, my good little girl.
The transformation is truly spellbinding at that point because you were seeing stars before you actually got a good night's sleep.
It's true. But you know what, Raven? I've been going back and forth on who I think is going to win this matchup, and I don't know, because both of them bring pure joy. But it comes down to you. Who is the March Gladness champion of 2021? Your child beginning to sleep through the night or stepping on a scale and losing weight without trying? The NCAA March Madness Tournament is complete. Baylor wins for the men, Stanford for the women, but here it's not about college basketball. We are doing March Gladness, celebrating the number one thing that makes you happy. Started with 16 contenders every day you voted. Now we are in the finals. It all comes down to this, Raven.
Well, take a look back and think about some of the great competitors we had, Anna, right? Peeling a hard-boiled egg and one-shot puppy kisses were on there.
Oh, how about finding money at the bottom of your pocket? That was great.
Yeah, and a big competitor, too. We even had surprise pizza eliminated. A lot of people picked them to be the champs.
Yeah, that was the big upset when pizza lost. Yep. But today, we have our finals. You are going to decide what is number one in 2021 March Gladness. What makes you the most happy? Your child finally sleeping through the night versus stepping on a scale and losing weight without even trying. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's it going to be?
I'm going to go with child sleeping through the night.
It's so close. Oh, my gosh. I got to do these final calculations. Thank you.
Anna and Raven, March Gladness Finals. Is it going to be surprise weight loss or your child sleeping through the night?
Okay, so here's my thought process, cause and effect. I've always read that you need good sleep to lose weight and contribute to your weight loss. So I'm going to say your child sleeping through the night and the intrinsic value is that you also lose weight. So the child sleeping through the night.
You've got science behind you. I understand
it's
your
smart theory.
Thank
it's really
you for
smart.
The hypothesis.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What are you voting for? Your baby sleeping through the night or losing weight without trying?
Definitely baby sleeping through the night. My daughter's done it 3 times and she's over a year old.
3 times. You can count the days.
Yeah,
wow.
It's no joke. No
That's
joke.
Amazing.
That sleep deprivation is torture. 100%. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What are you voting for?
Scared. Losing weight without trying. Gotta win.
It's like the lottery, right? I mean, you show up there, you think one thing of yourself. You're even remorseful to step on the scale. You don't want to. You're like, oh, why am I going to do this to myself? And then you get on there and you're like, wait a minute. I'm doing a great job.
My girlfriend texted me the other day because ours are connected through Bluetooth so we could see each other's weight and hold each other accountable.
What?
True story. And she was like, Anna, you haven't gotten on the scale in 2 weeks. So I did it. And it was terrible. But imagine the joy it would have felt if it had gone in the other direction.
I can't believe you haven't hooked up to other people's scales.
Listen,
what a torturous affair.
My God, it's the story of my life. Oh, I hate it.
Terrible. Thank you for the call.
All right. I've calculated it, Raven. And this was the closest matchup yet. I guess that's why it's the finals of March Gladness, right?
There can only be one champion in the end, though, Anna's app.
And I think ultimately what happened, people forgot what that sleep deprivation felt like. Because
kids are grown.
Well, that's right. Because after a few years, you forget how terrible it is unless you're in the throes of it, right? At the end of the day, by the slimmest of margins, stepping on a scale and losing weight unexpectedly beats your child sleeping through the night to be the 2021 March Gladness champion. So twice this past week, a celebrity requested that a picture of them be taken down from social media.
Is this like somebody that put it out, like a professional photographer or what?
It's two different situations. First, it was Rami Malek. He sent Rachel Bilson a DM asking her to take down a picture of them that she had posted as a throwback Thursday when they were in high school together.
Oh, he is kind of a weird cat, but I mean, how bad could the photo have really been?
It was actually really cute. I think because he tries to seem like elusive. Is that his character? Is that like the right word to use? Like,
yeah, have some mystique to him.
Yeah. And like in that picture, he's like a bro.
Right.
He's got like a gold chain.
I was never in high school.
Right.
I never existed there. I came out of a place as a thespian.
If you look at that picture, it was like he was part of the Jersey Shore. But in reality now, you know, that's not what he's trying to go for, I guess. And
that's
his
not what
life.
He projects.
Yeah.
Right.
So Rachel Bilson said, yeah, no, he sent me a DM and asked me to take down the picture, even though they had gone to high school together.
That's weird.
All right. And then the second story broke yesterday. Khloe Kardashian reportedly freaked out and she made like the entire internet take down a photo of her that wasn't photoshopped to perfection of her in a bikini that her assistant accidentally put out there.
So, all right. So but how can she do that? Once it's mm-hmm. out in the internet, right? Like once her assistant put it up, there's no real licensing. It's on social media. So she just asked everybody. She's like, this isn't up to my standard.
But instead of she threatened lawsuits. So that's what I was thinking too. I'm like, what are you talking about? I guess they asked nicely, but then they were threatening lawsuits too. The whole thing seems strange to me because like, you know, if an ugly picture of me goes up online, somebody
sure.
posts it. All right, like, what am I going to do? Let's just hope nobody cares. But I guess if you're Khloe Kardashian and you have 136 million followers, it's a little bit different.
Well, it affects her brands, too, right? Stock rises and falls. People are being put out of their apartments or homes. People are losing their jobs. If there's one patch or your skin is off tone or whatever, there could be a problem.
It makes me actually sad because I keep thinking, like, she's supposed to be all about, like, positive body image.
Right.
And who cares if there's, like, an unphotoshopped picture of you that's up there. I had the opposite situation happen. So I went through this period and I'll talk about it, but like the app is called Facetune, right?
Right.
And you can make yourself thinner. You can have your teeth be whiter. You can get rid of all the blemishes on your skin.
Right. No wrinkles. You can smooth out your skin tone, all those different things.
And there was a period where I used it a lot. Like when it first came out. Now it's like, listen, I am who I am, but I'll remember that one of my friends, we were at an event and she posted a picture of me that she had quote unquote Facetuned.
Right.
She made me and her so skinny that it looked like our pictures had been deformed. It was awful. And
right.
Like I had to send her a text message. I was like,
got to take that one down.
Yeah, that's not 5 pounds.
Yeah.
That's like I haven't eaten in 6 years.
Usually, as it relates to this show, like your editorial control is more before the fact, not after, right?
Mm-hmm.
You'll take a quick look at the photo and you're like, no. Or you'll be like, listen, have you never taken a photo?
Right.
You'll say that to the photographer and tell them to get up on a chair or create some sort of fisheye lens or angle for us. So, you know, normally after, once it's gone, you've accepted that it's already gone.
Yeah, but you've asked people to take photos of you down.
Well, I mean, we take photos. First off, we get no warning when we're taking these professional photos. All of a sudden, like the next day, oh, boom, you're taking professional photos. Well, maybe you're not in the best shape at that time. I have problems with my eyes all the time. So every once in a while, one of my eyes will be like swollen shut.
We call it Raven's wonky eye.
My wonky eye. And so they publish these photos where I've got a wonky eye. And not only do I have a wonky eye, but I'm in the center of the photo with said wonky eye. And that photo continues to be used for publicity in different places.
That's my favorite.
Like, I want to burn that photo.
Oh, my God. My eye is wonky. twice this past week, a celebrity requested that a picture of them be taken down from social media. First, it was Rami Malek sent Rachel Bilson a DM asking her to take down a photo of them that she posted as a throwback when they were in high school. And yesterday, Khloe Kardashian, I think they threatened legal action if everyone didn't take down a photo of her that was not photoshopped that her assistant accidentally published.
It feels so against the grain right with her. I mean, her brand is beauty. So that's a bit surprising to me. But Rami Malek, he's just a weird cat. Anything he does, it never surprises me.
Have you ever asked someone to take a photo of you down? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
Yes, I have. So in middle school, people who I thought were my friends did my makeup, and they did it very, very bad. Put eyeliner all over my face and eyeshadow all over my face. And I thought I looked absolutely beautiful, walked around like that. And then they posted it on the internet. And I begged them to take it down, and it was so embarrassing.
Do you remember their names? Because we'll go get them.
Right now.
Yeah.
When I this do show, remember you, their names.
Yeah, we'll
yes,
leave here.
I actually
here.
Know them to this day.
You're not friends with them, right? Because we will pop them in the mouth.
Absolutely not. No. Yeah. Yes. Right. Yes.
Yeah, no, yeah. We go to battle for our listeners. Yep.
Kids are cruel, man. I don't like that. We will roll them in the hallway.
Awesome. Did they take it down, though? Did they take it down?
Did they ever take it down?
Yes, they did take it down.
All right, well, that's good.
Well, posse in effect, because when we see them, it's on.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Did you ever ask somebody to take a picture down of you?
I went to the zoo with my friends and their kids, and one of the pictures we took was right in front of the tiger exhibit. And my boss is so very, like, anti-zoo and wants all animals to be free. And, you know, after that whole Tiger King thing, he went bananas. So I had to ask her to take it down so he wouldn't judge me at work.
That's a big one. I've noticed that lately a lot, is that when people post zoo pictures on Facebook, that there's always comments about that. I don't know if that's fair.
Well, it depends on the type of zoo you're at. I mean, if you're at a responsible zoo, you release that tiger. First off, you're not riding the tiger. Like a horse. So that's a good, you know, start.
Unless you're Joe Exotic.
Don't be abusing the animals in any way or exploiting the animals in that way. Once they're already in the containment, you can't set that animal free most times. But there are responsible zoos and irresponsible zoos. So, but I get it. It's just not worth the headache.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When did you ask someone to take your picture down?
I asked one of my buddies to take down a picture of like a guy's night out. I mean, first of all, like, one of the guys is a guy my wife hates, and she would have been so pissed if she saw that I was hanging out with that dude. But also, what's up with, like, anybody posting a picture of a guy's night out? Like, guy's night out supposed to be guy's night out. That's to us.
Right? I'm 100% with you on that, man. I collect phones at guys camping, and everybody knows the phone goes in the car, and that is it. No photos.
Why do women take so many girls' night out pictures and post them, but guys never do?
Yeah, we don't want you to know where we are. We want the mystery. We don't want to hear your judgment about our friend that is definitely a loser, but we still hang out with.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When did you ask someone to take your picture down?
Yeah, I hate when people take pictures of me at the beach. My friend took one, and my gut's hanging out. I'm crazy pale, and I immediately said, you need to take that down.
I think if you take any beach pictures with your friends, there should be a discussion on what you can and cannot post.
I'm with you, man. As a guy, I never take photos at the beach.
Oh, I love taking pictures at the beach because it's so fun. The kids playing in the sand and the water.
I can't even see my phone.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When did you ask someone to take your picture down?
Yeah, I was between jobs, and a friend like posted a photo of us doing sake bombs at a sushi place, you know, like for her birthday and stuff. And I texted her. I was like, please take that down because employers are looking at people's social.
That's true.
You know? Like, I don't know if she can actually do this job, but I know she can drop a bomb and get lit.
Yeah.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Jeff and Erica. Erica, what's going on?
Well, we have a 5-year-old daughter. Her name is Julia, and she's 5. She's in kindergarten, and she's asking now to have her ears pierced. I just think that she's just a little too young for that kind of permanent, you know, step in her life. So I'm really not wanting to do that. And all of her friends have their ears pierced already or are getting them pierced. So it's kind of a peer pressure kind of thing.
What's the age, Anna? Because I know, like, some people, it's just, like, right as babies, right? The baby comes out, boom, we got to get the ears pierced.
My girls are like that. But how old were you? I think that because I had my ears pierced when I was a baby, that's why my kids' ears are pierced. That's just kind of what we do in my family. But, Erica, how old were you?
Well, I actually got it for my 16th birthday. I was pretty late to get it done. And I was sort of wanting to do that with her, too, because it's just like, it's a nice age. She's old enough to make that decision for sure. And I thought it would be just a nice way to celebrate her turning 16. So that's what I'm thinking. But my husband is not for that at all.
Jeff, why?
Well, I grew up in a household with all sisters that got their ears pierced when they were babies. You know, so I think it's fine. I think my wife is being unreasonable with her. I feel like we should pick our own battles, and this isn't a battle we should pick.
I mean, I tend to agree. I mean, I don't really think it's a big deal. Like, before, it seemed to be like something that you had to get permission for or whatever. At this point, like, it's an ornamentation. I mean, if your daughter wants it, why not let her have it? I think that, again, your experience growing up, Erica, has shaped your idea about this, is that it was something that you had to build up to. But frankly, times are different. That's just my opinion.
It's definitely your opinion, because I see both sides of this, because my toddler, Dakota, is two. She's had her ears pierced since she was like 4 months old.
Mm.
Sometimes we'll go out and people will look at her and be like, oh, her ears are pierced. But then there are plenty of times when they're like, oh, her ears are pierced. So people are very divided about this.
Here's my thing is, you care about what you care about. Forget the rest of them. But hey.
I almost feel like it's easier if you get it when you're a baby. But now this is a weird age, because she'll know that it hurts, first of all. It might traumatize her. Also, like, she'll be touching it. It can be infected. Hmm. So there's those reasons. But mostly I think it's because, like, just because everyone else has it, I don't think she should be putting, like, permanent holes in her body until she's, like, old enough to really understand what that means. There's clip-on earrings that she can use if she really wants to do that, and I'm okay with that. But
okay, yeah. Fair enough. Well, let's see what our audience has to say, because they may agree with you.
Yeah,
what's the harm
point
in waiting at this point? But they may see Jeff's side, too. If she's asking to do it now, what's the big deal?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Erica and Jeff's five-year-old daughter wants to get her ears pierced. Jeff doesn't see what the big deal is. He's like, yeah, just let her do it. All my sisters got their ears pierced when they were young. But Erica, well, she disagrees.
Yeah, she would be much more comfortable if her daughter waited till she was like 16 years old. That's what Erica waited to when she was younger. She believes that it's peer pressure, and she doesn't want to put permanent, ornamentation on her body at this point when she's not able to make the decision on her own as to what that impact is on her body.
What do you do? What do you think? Is that the right age? The wrong age? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Couples Court. Whose side are you on?
Hi, we're on, we are definitely on her side. I mean, sorry, his side. Oh, my God.
Are you being peer pressured by your children right now?
Tell us why.
The reason is, we think that she's probably just looking through the lens of her own experience. And I'm here with my two daughters. They're 12 and 14 now. They got theirs at 8. And I think there's this concept of the pain that she brought up that I think would be helpful for her to understand, which is, you know, my oldest daughter, she's just petrified of getting shots. But she wanted her ears pierced so bad. She went in there, sat down, and it was just, you know, it was a good experience for her. It wasn't traumatic. It was actually the very opposite. It was satisfying that she did something that was a little bit difficult, got through it, and then she had the reward of having her ears pierced.
There is something good about having to be brave, right?
Yeah.
And then overcoming something that you're afraid of.
Absolutely. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's Couples Court. Jeff and Erica's five-year-old daughter wants to get her ears pierced. Jeff doesn't see what the big deal is. Both his sisters had their ears pierced when they were young. It's a little thing.
Mom had to wait till she was 16 years old, and she suggests that they do the same for her daughter. She thinks this is really about peer pressure and not something that she's actually old enough to know whether or not she truly wants.
Whose side are you on this morning? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
I'm on the mother's side. I think that, it's time for kids to understand that there are certain traditions that they can come up with their family that makes sense to them. And because the mother feels strongly about it, I think we should show her that respect. 16 is too long. I was that same 16-year-old girl. My girls got it when they turned teenagers. My younger one got it when she got double numbers. Let the mom, you know, and her respect for being peer pressure be respected here.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
Oh, I'm on his side, definitely. 16 is just so old now, I would think. I mean, what 16-year-olds are doing, to wait until you're that age to have your ears pierced, it seems ridiculous.
I'm not saying that there's a rush. Like, I mean, just because other 16-year-olds are acting more grown doesn't actually mean that they are more grown. But I understand you don't want to be the last person on something like that. Seems like a small thing.
It's all that peer pressure stuff. I see both sides. And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm kind of on the dad's side. I feel like she maybe wants her to wait till she's 16, so she waited till she's 16. It It's not going to traumatize her for life. The pain is not that bad. It's literally a nanosecond. And I don't think because her friends are doing it, she should do it. I'm not that big into the peer pressure thing. But I think that if she's asking for it, that's something that she wants. And that I don't think 16, I think that's a little old.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Jeff, our audience agreed with you. What's the big deal? If she's really asking for it now, just go ahead and let her do it. Sorry, Erica.
Oh, I mean, okay, well, we really have to have a talk about that, I think.
Well, right, but you lost.
Yeah, so I mean, the talk was you came here.
Right.
Talk's over. Sorry.
I can't believe we sided with him.
Jeff, you happy to hear that?
Yes, that's the big W for me.
Yeah, you're going to tell Julia? She's going to be excited that she won.
Oh, yeah. This weekend, we're going to the mall, and we're going to go get our ears pierced.
All right.
Erica, you don't like them? You can always take them out. She loses the affinity for them. They can always come out.
Yeah, that's true.
If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
This is Lori.
Lori, you're up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Lori.
Lori, we've got $2,200 on the line right now. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. We're in a soundproof studio. Raven can't hear us. When you're done, I'll bring him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you beat him, $2,200. It's all yours. You ready to play?
Yes, I'm ready.
Number one, Kelly Clarkson says the one song she'll never cover in Kellyoke, that's a singing segment on her talk show, is the Spanish song that was number one in 47 countries by Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee. What song is that?
Despacito.
Number two, Godzilla vs. Kong scored the biggest audience yet for HBO Max. Godzilla, in 1992, battled what NBA superstar in a Nike ad that eventually was adapted into a comic book?
Charles Barkley.
Number three, Ricky Martin hit 6 million subscribers on YouTube. What was the name of the Latin boy band that he was in that launched his career?
Menudo.
Number four, Forbes says that Kim Kardashian is now officially a billionaire. It's attributed to her Skims shapewear and her makeup line. What's her makeup line called? Time's up,
Skims?
Lori.
Oh, no. Skims is her thing. It's KKW.
It's a little too late, Lori. I'm sorry. And number five, today is National Beer Day. In Toby Keith's 2011 smash hit, what does he drink out of when he wants to party? It's also the title of the song. Time's up, Lori. Oh, Lori, gosh, you were on a roll. All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
Okay.
Lori got 3 out of 5.
Pretty good, Lori, but maybe not good enough. Let's see what happens.
Started off on fire, I thought for sure.
$2,200.
Number one, Kelly Clarkson says the one song she'll never cover in Kellyoke, that's a singing segment on her talk show,
okay,
is a Spanish song that was number one in 47 countries by Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee. What song is that?
It's got to be Despacito.
That is correct. People always think that's a Justin Bieber song. No, he came along later.
Yeah.
Number two, Godzilla vs. Kong scored the biggest audience yet for HBO Max. Godzilla, in 1992, battled what NBA superstar in a Nike ad that eventually was adapted into a comic book?
I know this.
What is it?
It's Charles Barkley.
Yes.
Yes, with the big butt. Yes.
Number three, Ricky Martin hit 6 million subscribers on YouTube. What was the name of the Latin boy band that he was in that launched his career?
Menudo.
Number four, Forbes says that Kim Kardashian is now officially a billionaire, and it's attributed to her Skims shapewear and her makeup line. What's her makeup line called?
You've given this one to me before, KKW Beauty.
That's right. And number five, today is National Beer Day. In Toby Keith's 2011 smash hit, what does he drink out of when he wants to have a party? It's also the title of the song.
Red Solo Cup. Come on.
Lori, he beat you 5-3 this morning.
Woo, that's impressive.
We're going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
$2,300 tomorrow, Anna. That is a ton of money.
Yeah, if you know your pop culture trivia, make sure you get ready to play same time.